main problem is communication. There isn't much of communication between us as parents and them. I'm talking about them because now it's a different group altogether. And as a result, we don't seem as parents understand what they are going through with the pressures that they have, outside pressures, so peer pressure, and also life in general has changed. And when we don't communicate, we parents are sort of left behind, and the children then are isolated because they don't know who to go to for the best advice. This is due to cultural barriers. In most of our cultures in Africa, you don't talk sexuality with your children. So children then go pick up messages from outside. And in modern age, picking up a message from outside, it's dangerous because it's not a qualified kind of a message or treatment that you get. The second is poverty. Because of poverty, the young girls would be sort of enticed to going into or accepting gifts, because it's an elder man who will then economically help them. She would want to have a nice cell phone like she saw her friend has. And if the parents can afford, then she'll get another means of getting it. And in that way, they start early then to get engaged in sexual activities, which is then harmful to them. Either they'll get the infectious disease or even cancer.
What are some of the strategies that First Ladies have come up with?
The biggest one is going to them, talking to them through other. There are certain groups of adolescents that have been trained, that then these other girls that are free, engage with them freely. And also outreach program, advocacy at community level. Bring them together and then let those girls who have been trained into HIV, which is most number one in our country, and also then sexual activity. And we find they open up to their peers. And from there, then we are able to pick up and the kind of help that they would need. But the biggest thing is encouraging them to go and stay at school, because in that way, then an educated mother makes a very wise decision. An educated girl would not easily get involved in sexual favors.
It was said in the meeting that the First Ladies have come up with another strategy of communicating and sharing information using WhatsApp, an application that's on mobile phones. Do you use it, and is it useful?
Some of the target group, the adolescent girls, they use it so wisely. This is a very good meeting where we share ideas, because there are certain things that you say, no, that will not work. Social media, we have seen it being abused, and then you said it's no good. But then you can see now that yes, there are good things that can come from social media.